Okay. So the shiur tonight is going to be about the Isser of Achila Kodem Tfilas HaShachar. That we know that there's a halacha that before any tefila, you're not allowed to have a suda, because you might forget to daven the Nimshach Busudasa. But before Shacharis is a bigger chumrah. Not only a suda, but anything, a te'ima ba'alma, is also aser, because there's a special iser of lo sochlo l'adam. So we'll have to see. So even te'ima is aser. There could be some heterim, but before mincha, before musaf, before ma'ariv, is an iser suda. And then the heterim, if you have a minyan kavua, or you have a shomer, or things like this. But shachris, as we'll see, is more chomer than the... So we'll see. There are certain shtiyas that might be usher, and certain shtiyas are going to be mutter. We'll see how the rishonim. So it first starts with the pasuk in Kedoshim. Pasuk in Kedoshim... So Rashi in Chumash quotes, Lo sochlo adam, lahar beponim nidrash b'Sanhedrin. We'll see there are many drushes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Shelo yochol kotshim lefnei zrikas damim. So one shot the Gemara has in Sanhedrin is when you have a korban that's nechol. So first you do the shechita, and then you do the zrikas adam al mizbeach, and then you can eat the basar. But if you eat the basar before the dam was nizrak al gabei hamizbeach, so that's a lav of lo sochlo adam. Another pshat, azhara lo ochel mi behema chulin term shetetze nafsha. There's an iser to eat from behema's chulin when it's still alive.
How can he eat what's alive?
Yeah, he's gonna eat Eivir Menachai.
Because if the nefesh is not there, the behemoth is still alive.
Eivir Menachai.
Yeah.
So this is it. So that's what the Lucky Boy here writes. This is good for the mocker. This is good for the mocker. You see, look in the Lucky Boy here. Lo sochlu ba'or hadam kaim shadayin lo nizrak or adayin lo yotza miguf hanishka. Where is it?
Well, I saw it, which one? Tzadi Zayin, as far as...
Yeah, Tzadi Zayin. See Tzadi Zayin? In Ois Tzadi Zayin, the Leket Boyer, he writes, Hazor Azu, Shaykh afil kvar nishchat rov simonim rov shnayim bebehema rov echad ba'of kol od sha behema mefarcheses aval ad shelo nishchat karoy hu evi menachai vazharoso lo sochal hanefeshim abasa. No, so he's saying that he's not saying, I have to correct myself, the makor for evi menachai is lo sochal hanefeshim abasa. Here he's saying that's if it wasn't nishchat at all. The chiddush over here is even if it was nishchat, but the behemah is still mefarcheses, that you still can't eat the aver if it's still moving around, because it's not totally dead. So even though it won't be technically aver menachai, because it was shechted, but still it's mefarcheses, so you still can't eat the aver. So that's another drasha. Lo sochlo adam means when the dam is still circulating, you can't eat the basar. The other pshat is lo sochlo from the korban before the zrikas adam. That's two pshatim that Rashi brings. No, but he's not eating the dam. He's eating the basar.
Yeah, but if the dam is still circulating,
no, but he's going to cut off a piece of the animal, yeah, and eat the meat.
Okay.
He's going to eat the meat.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, take a look on page 4, and Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, the Tanya minayin lochel ben habehema kodem shetetze nafsha shubalo sasa Talmud loma lo sochlo adam. That's the second shot in Rashi. Dover acher, page 4, lo sochlo adam, lo sochlo bosar vadayin dam b'mizrak. In other words, when the dam from the korban is still in the klisharis, and you didn't you weren't Zoyer kid, you can't eat the basa. Now, Bidoisa Oime Minainsh Ein Mavrim Al Haruge Bezdin. Usually there's a Sudas Havra when somebody dies. But if he dies because he's a Haruge Bezdin, so then there's no Sudas Havra. Tobodlomer Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Somebody who we killed. Rashi says, "Al Adam, Al Hanirtzach." In other words, the Dam of the Nirtzach. He killed somebody. So now we kill him. So there's no Sudas Avra. Rabbi Kiva Omer Minayin Sanhedrin Shehargu as a Nefesh, Shein Tovanim Kulum Kolosa Hayoim. That is, the Sanhedrin Paskin some Mischayv Misa, and they killed him. So they're not supposed to eat the whole day. Talmud Lomar Lo Sochlu Adam. Nochad Rasha. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Ashar leben Soru Mora Minayin, Talmud Lomar Lo Sochlu Adam. Because the last line Rashi says, Vechan Hisir, last line Rashi, Lo Sochlu Adam, Lo Sochlu Achila, Shetargeu Aleha. In other words, Ben Soru Mora does an Achila, he steals the meat, and that's going to come to Shvichas Domim. Right, the Gemara says, because one day he's not going to have money to buy the meat, and he's going to have to rob or kill somebody to get it. So, lo sochlu al hadam, the azhara for ben sora mora that we're going to kill him. This is the azhara. Don't do an achila shemevi lishnei shvichas domin. Amar Rav Avin Bar Achia Vitamer Rav Avin Bar Kana Al Kulam Einu Loke Bishum Dehava Lei Lav Shebechlolos. That you don't get Malkus because it's a Lav Shebechlolos, meaning there are many Lavim in the Zelba Lav, all these Isurim in the Zelba Lav. So Mamela Ein Loke in a Lav Shebechlolos. Oh. So that's.
So that knows what you don't do the Achia, what was it by the Ben Soru Mora?
Ben Soru Mora means that. So it's Ben Soru Mora, if he does the things that the Mishnah says, that he steals and he eats the meat with his friends, so we eventually kill him. Because we're afraid that this Achila is going to lead to Dei Shvichas Domim, because one day he's going to want meat and he's not going to have money, and he's going to have to steal from somebody or kill somebody to get the money. So Lo Sochlu Achila Shemevi Lidei Shvichas Domim. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, there's a Gemara in Brachas on page 2. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Amar Yosi, Amar Chanina, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Mai dechsiv lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. A Naya Drasha that we don't find in all the Drushas in Sanhedrin, they don't say this Drasha. Lo Sochlu Adam, Lo Sochlu Achila, Shemevi Lidei Shvichas Domin. I'm sorry. That's Shvichas Domin. Lo Sochlu Kodim Shetispalu Al Dimcha. Yeah. In other words, you can't eat before you daven about your life. Before you daven about your life. So when you're davening, that you're davening that you should remain alive on your metzias on your dam. So lo sochlu, don't eat before that you mispalel al dimcha. That's the that's what the Gemara says in Brachas. So this is a different drasha. It's so interesting. In Sanhedrin, they had how many drashas? 4 or 5 drashas there. Sochlu adam. Minayin lochel min habehema kodem shetetzei nafsho. All these things. And here in Brachas, is another drasha that's not even quoted there. One could say, I would think, al pi pashtus, if you'd ask me, that all the Gemaras in Sanhedrin, Samar Gimel, Adinim Daraisa, and this is just an Asmachta. That's what I would have thought. That all those Dinim Adinim, but maybe not, we'll see. Some say that this maybe could be a Drasha Daraisa also. Gustam, it's a question why the Gemara didn't bring down this Drasha in Sanhedrin when it already gave so many different Drashas, but this Drasha doesn't bring down in Sanhedrin. No, Sochlu Kodim Shitzpalo Al Dimcha. There's an interesting pshat that the Maggid of Mezrich said on this Gemara. At page 3. He says, let me say it outside first. You know, let me give background. There is a din on Shabbos that one is not allowed a motzi dam on Shabbos from his skin. Now, why isn't one not allowed to be motzi dam? We discussed when we learned Beitzah. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Rambam. Rambam says it's like squeezing an orange. It's like mepharik. When you squeeze an orange, you're taking the liquid out of the solid. So when you take dam from your skin, so it's like squeezing an orange. It's a dosh, disha. That's Rabbi Rambam shita. Rabbi Natan disagrees. And Rabbi Natan says no. That when you take dam, a tipa dam, out of you, that's natilas neshama. Because ki adam hu anefesh. So even though normally netilas neshama means when you kill somebody, you kill an animal, you kill a bal chai, completely dead. The chiddush over here is even a tipas dam hu anefesh, is also netilas neshama. What? There's a sheet of tzvi also, yeah. But the two main sheets are the Rambam and Rabbi Natan. There is a third sheet of Tzvi, that's true. Oh.
Well, it's interesting that what we had before, the blood before, they say, I'll come to Palo Al Dimchem. Al Dimchem, Al Dimchem.
Right.
It's very, very rare. I mean, I never, Al Nafshechem, you have a lot, Al Dimchem.
Yeah.
I never remember something like that.
Yeah.
Al Dimchem.
Right.
He said it probably because of the pasuk.
Right.
But if dams they are nefesh, that's
oh.
What it is actually.
Oh, so he says. So his word is like this. He says, so dam or nefesh. So why are we called Adam? We should be called dam. What? So we know because the pasuk says offer min adama. But so the Magen message is like this, that when a person davens. So he's dam. Dam wa nefesh. When he davens, so what he's mechaber, the Ribbono shel Olam to him. And the Aleph is the Alufo shel Olam. That's the Ribbono shel Olam. So now he becomes Adam. Dam, the person's dam, but he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now there's a chibur between the Aleph and the dam. So, but if you daven before, but you eat before you daven, so then, it's when you're still, what? Dimchem, but you're not Adam. So, lo tochlu kodim shetispalel al dimchem, meaning, when before the person's mechaber, the alufosh, the aleph to him, and when he's still dam, so that means before he davened, that's when he shouldn't eat. Here, look here, page 3, the Maggid of Mezrich. Here, look at the second arrow. See the second arrow? He says, yeah, the line before that. Alu mamshik pikir balufu shalolim tzchaber alaf elov v'nikra adam. V'zeh lo sochul adam, ratzoloma, kshadayin lo chiber alufu shalolim, rak achar tfila, kshachiber damo lalufu shalolim, az nikra adam mutar lo lechol, v'lo kodim kanal. But when you're still just adam, not adam, then there's an issue to eat. That's his word. Oh. So, the question that is discussed is this a din d'oraisa? Or is it, I would have thought maybe it's a din d'rabban. Because it wasn't mentioned, all these other dinim, and in Gemara and Sanhedrin, are dinim d'oraisa. You might not get malchus, but that's good for the raya. Because if it's d'rabban and avada, you don't get malchus. The chiddush is that over here, that you might get chiddush over there, that since it's a lav shebechlolos, even though it's a d'oraisa, you don't get malchus. Now, no one's going to say.
Normally, the rabban make a kizayir or something.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, I have proof from the Torah, that's a smach.
Right.
Over here, you're taking the pasuk and you're learning it straight into the pasuk. It's not like you're one making a gzera and...
Yeah, could be, but it could be... Oh, so the Ra... Oh, let's see. Rav Aaron HaLevi on page 5. Remember, Rav Yosef Rav Hanina, May Dechsev, Lo Sochul Adam... He says, he's understanding, as this Rapport put out, that this is a din d'oraisa, but it only makes sense if tefillah is d'oraisa. If tefillah is d'rabbanan, it doesn't make sense that the issur of eating before tefillah is a d'oraisa. If tefillah is d'oraisa, then you can declare, then it's shaykh to speak that the eating before tefillah is ochel d'oraisa. So he says that this drasha is geboit of the hanocha that davening itself is the raisa. So that's what he says. Perushu tefila vaday the raisa with chaimelon vatem soshem lokechem b'chol uvavchem, where it says avodah shebelev zo tefila. He says, "Aval matbeya shala, the nusach matbeya v'nusach shala v'tikuna shalosh pa'amim b'yoyim." That's the rabbanim. That's the. To daven once a day, and we assume that the gabi tefila, the day begins in the morning. Normally, vayera vayvorki, the day begins at night, but for tzarech tefila. And someone to say, I think Rav Shlomka Berman has in the sefer that it's since it's connected korbanos and korbanos halayla holecha charayim, so the same thing over here. So he says that. So the Ra'oz learning that davening is. He said machlokes is the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Gemara says in Tainus in Beis Amud Aleph, Lo Avdo B'chol Avchem, Ezo Adavodo Shebelev Zo Tefila. So the Rambam learns from there that davening once a day, every day, once a day, that's a din d'oraisa. And the Ramban cricks. The Ramban says, no, davening is nor d'rabbanan. The only time davening is d'oraisa, says the Ramban, is Be'ez Tzara. When there's a Mochama or something like that, then davening is a din d'oraisa, but stamazoi to daven every day, even once a day, is only d'rabbanan. That's Ramban shita, and the Rambam holds davening once a day is a d'oraisa. So the Ra'or of Aaron HaLevi, he's following shita's Rambam, and he's assuming also that davening once a day is a d'oraisa, and yotzei the d'oraisa with shachris. So therefore, now it makes sense that the Torah can give another iser. Of eating, an issur of eating before davening is also d'oraisa. Because if davening itself would only be d'rabbanan, then it's not shaykh to speak that there should be an issur d'oraisa before davening, which is only d'rabbanan. He says, ah, but do you get malchus if you eat before davening? No. Aval ein lo kin alav zeh. Taikram midrash ladrosh achrisa. Just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, all those other drushes, you don't get malchus. The Rashid minei, hasar lebezdin shahargos hanefesh, shalitamu kol osa yom, hasar shalolochol, basa kotshim, asher yitzok es adam, vachrini tuva. Aval elav shebachlolos, klomo kol ol dvorim rabim, vein lo kin alav shebachlolos. So that's the Rava. So the Rava is learning that this din is a din daraisa, because davening is daraisa. If davening would have been the Rabbanon, then this din couldn't. That's what the Rava says. But now let's take a look in Rabbeinu Yoina on page 7. Next page. Well. Shtia too. Yeah, we're going to see about Shtia.
What page?
7. The Rabbeinu Yoina. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina. Lo sochul adam. She lo sochul kolim she tspalu al dimchem. Zogt, v'ze asmachte ba'alma. He says, v'ze asmachte ba'alma. Who the pashti the kra, al evi menachayim ne'mar. She lo yochal abosar. Says the Pashtish Tekroah is at least what it says in Sanhedrin. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it works out very well why this Gemara in Brachas is not mentioned together with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin are all Daraisas, and this is only the Rabbanan. This is just an Asmachta. See, according to the Ra'oh, it's a little bit difficult. They're already mentioning 5-6 drushes. They couldn't mention another one. But if you hold that all those drushes are daraisa, this is the rabbanan, then it works out well. But so it comes out that it could be Rabbeinu Yonah maybe holds like the Ramban, that davening itself is only the Rabban. Or he could say that he holds pashas maybe like the Ramban and afal pi kein. That it's only the rabbanan. If you look now in the Sefer Achinuch, bottom line, when they ask here on page 8, when they ask here l'chom and advarim she pishu l'onu zichronu l'vrocha she nechlolim b'lav zeh amru zichronu l'vrocha she is b'otar lechol b'behem akodshim tein nafsha and v'chein l'ochel b'osa akodshim kodim zrikas adam b'osochel b'osa v'adayim dam b'mizrok. So he puts it all together. So it says, what did the Milchas Chinuch say? It was by the fact that he puts it together with all the other lavim from Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel, he puts this together. So the mashmos is that it's a din daraisa as well. Uvigmar Sanhedrin ein mevor zeh. Rak brachas dav yud. Ein shom betalmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, v'sharach ronim. Dir shehu rak derabon kras machta. Ubeemes l'shitas rov harishoinim. The tefillah derabbanon, according to the Rav Rishonim, they hold like the Ramban. That tefillah is derabbanon, in kein ein kan lav. The whole ikar tefillah derabbanon. So the issa can't be a deraisa. Ach la Ramban, perikalav mitfila, aloha alav, the tefillah deraisa. Ef shalom radezeh havigam kein deraisa v'lo asmachta. Ach har beram sham perikvav aloha dan, lo iskir shezeh bechlal lo sochlu al adam. Nir gam kein derav da havi asmachta. In other words, when the Rambam quotes the different drushes from this pasuk, he doesn't put together the drush of Lo Sochlu Kodim Shetispal Al Dimchem. So it could be, even though the Rambam holds that tefillah is daraisa, but the issur of eating before tefillah it could be still the Rabban. In other words, you don't have to hold. If tefillah is Doraisa, then there's room to say that this lav is Doraisa, but you can also say it's only an Asmachta. But if tefillah is the Rabbanan, then zikha this lav is an Asmachta. Etc. Okay. So it's a machlokes whether this. Because you see, the Rambam is here on page 10. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchas Tefila. Page 10, Aleph in the Rambam. Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs esei l'spalo b'chol yoyim. Shenema v'vatim es Hashem l'kechem. Pia shmu lomdu sh'avodu zohi tefila. Shenema l'ovdo b'chol v'avchem. Amru chachomim, Eizor avodu shemalev zo tefila. Vein minyan tefilas min haTorah, vein mishnah tefilas zos min haTorah. Vein, in other words, the nusach, the amount of tefilas, ein tefilas man kavu min haTorah. It's any time during the day, once a day, every day. Oh, so if you look now in the Rambam in Hilcha in. Later on in Hilchas Tefillah, the next page. In Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam writes, Oso lo la'odam sheyitom klum, actually, it's Pal Tefillah Shachris. So you can't be toyim anything once Ola Amur HaShachar until you daven Shachris. Chayim lo yashkim v'pesach haveru lishol b'shloimo kolim yishpal Tefillah Shachris. Lo yitzei b'derech kolim shispalo. Even yitoyim klum. Right? Aval toyim va'osim malacha kol mishi yispal musaf v'kodem mincha. Aval eino soed somuch l'mincha. So the Rambam here explains the chiluk that by the other tefillahs it's only an issa suda beforehand because shema yimshach sudoso. This, even if you want to say it's only a derabanan, but it's mochamer. It's an even to eat of alma, even to eat a little bit is asa. That's how. The Rambam writes over here. So it's an Issa Te'ima, it's not an Issa Suda. By the other tefillahs, it's an Issa Suda. Did
Te'ima give him water?
Oh, so we'll see. I mean, we'll see. So now take a look in the Rosh. Page 12. It says, Matzosi Kosov b'shem Rizal, Tim hischa lechol kodim sh'ala amur ha-shachar, kevin sh'ala amur ha-shachar poisik. But say you started eating at night, before amur ha-shachar, right, you were not necessarily soup, whatever you were eating. Not even a suda. You were eating a snack. Your te'ima. Before Amur HaShachar, and then Amur HaShachar comes, you have to stop. So yes, the kasha, l'chori, usually the din is, if you maschil beheter, you don't have to stop. So in other words, so how come over here you have to stop? You're maschil beheter. Aval gav damrina b'tfilas ha-mincha. That you can't have a suda before mincha, but im ischilu e'mafsikin, or even by a derabonon, by Minchas Drabonin. So then, even if you maschil be isser, you don't have to stop. By a deraisa, that's what the Mishnah says in Shabbos. Mafsikin lekriyeshma, vein mafsikin letfilah. But if you maskil be iser, when you weren't supposed to, then for kriyeshma you have to stop and say, but for tefillah you don't. So why are we so machmir here? He was maskil here. He was even maskil beheter. Shani hocha das bechu akra. Vika lav de losochlo adam. He says over here, even though maybe it's derabbanon, but it's a starker derabbanon when it's a smuach huakra. So more machmir. In other words, it could be not like the Ra. The Ra says taki is a din deraisa. The Rosh saying zolzayna derabbanon, but it's a derabbanon that they were a smuach huakra. So then that has a more chomer dikka derabbanon. So even once the Zman comes, even if you were maskil from before, you have to stop. Oh, now look what he says. V'avi ha'ezri zal, Rav Yoh, kosov, demutu lishtos mayim baboka kon matfila, t'lo shayach b'mayim gaiva. That he teaches up that the whole Isser is an Isser, we'll see, the Gemara quotes a pasuk of... Here, take a look in the Daf Yudam at base on page 2. Take a look again on page 2. Look where I put the arrow. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanin, Mishim, Rav Lozer, Ben Yaakov. May dechsiv lo sochol adam, lo sochol kod mishet spalo al dimchem. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanin, Mishim, Rav Lozer, Ben Yaakov. Kol ha'ochel v'shose v'chakach mispalal, alav ha'kosev omer v'osi ha'shlachto acharei geivecha. Al tikre geivecha el geyecha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achar nishenizgoe, zem kibel alav malchus shamayim. Whereas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a taina. In other words, he's such a balgaiva that he eats first, and then he davens to me. He was mekabel alav malchus shamayim. So the Rosh quotes of the Avi Ezri, you see from here that the Geder Ha'isser is a din and gaiva. In other words, you're gonna have you eat before you daven. That's a gaiva dip. So the Avi Ezri says that mayim is mutter before davening because mayim is not gaiva. Mayim is plain. There's no if you started something else that's different. But mayim is. Is mutter. Now, if you look, it's interesting. I always, to me, is a very big tzarchim. We'll see what you say. So, what would you say according to this? If you just read this, what would you say? Orange juice would be aser or mutter?
What is it? It's
aser because it's. Would be aser. So he says mayim is mutter, right? Or no? What do you think? I would say if I just saw this. I would say the only het is mayim. Right? That's what he says. Mayim is mutter because it's not gaiva.
That's the word mayim is not gaiva.
Because mayim is plain. There's nothing...
What do you mean by gaiva?
Gaiva means that a person takes care... Before he speaks to Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mischanin, lefnei the Ribon Shalom, he's already, proving a balabos. He's eating, he's drinking, he's taking care of himself. So that's gaivadik.
So something that's totally that makes you. Oh, now I'm taken care of now. When someone takes a cup of orange juice, maybe wine is different. It's orange juice. So
let's take a look in the makor of the Avi Ezri. You see, if I just see this Avi Ezri, matid mayim. But if you look in the Rav Yoh, the Avi Ezri is the Rav Yoh, Rabbeinu Avi Ezri. From page 13, you'll see. A little bit different. Take a look. For also l'adam sheyochol kodem sheispal chenami lishtos v'nirali dafka midi de meshaker. He says he's not saying a heter in water. He's saying that the isser is only by midi de meshaker. The mekavdorish leimi osi chishlach da acharei gevecha amar kadosh baruch hu achar shenizgah zeh kibel olav ol b'chol shamayim uv'mayim lo shayach geis. Mistama, so one could, in other words, it's, he says wine, medium mishak is aser, maim is mutter. But he doesn't say what about everything in between. So one could say, the pashas, I think, he means to aser only medium mishakir. I don't know, you tell me what you think the pashas is. And maybe something like orange juice. I think Rav Abadi told me, Rav Aaron Kotler thought that orange juice would be okay.
Soda.
Yeah, that's also like type of water, but it's not midi the
mishaker.
It's not midi the mishaker. In other words, it's interesting. He took the two extremes. He said midi the mishaker is aser and mayim is mutter. He didn't say midi the mishaker.
Anything that's not midi the mishaker is nichlal in the gedim mayim.
Yeah. So, right. But I would never have believed that that's the pshat if I just saw the rush. The way the Rush brings it down, because the Rush doesn't quote the midi the mishaker part. He just says mayim is mutter. It's misleading, because if the true pshat is like what you're saying, then the Rush should have said it more, should have quoted the whole thing. Then you would understand it better, because most people are not going to look up the Rav Yoh to see inside. But the way the Rush, you look in the Rush, you think only had their mayim. You look in the Rav Yoh, like Shimshon said, then the mashma that the iss is only by midi the mishaker. It's not that there's a heter of only for mayim. It's midi mishaker is also everything else, like nafkamina, like orange juice and other things like that, coffee, things like that, are not a midi the mishaker, but they're not mayim either. So now, there's another Rambam on page 14. Noch a Rambam. Says the Rambam, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Beis, Amida Ketzer, Emes Pal El Me'umut. So it's telling you first, Yidavin, Shmon Esrei, you have to stand up. Yosha Bisvino Bagola Myokolamo Yamon Lam Yeshim Kov Mispal. Chola Mispala feel Shochev al Sido. Husha Yokolochavin as Daito. So listen to what he says. The Hain Hatsome Vaharaiv Harehain Bichlal Cholim Im Yeshbo Yocholus Lachavin as Daito Yispalo. Vimlav al yispal al shayochal viyishta. So it's interesting that the Rambam says that a roi, a tzomei v'roiv, that he's not going to stare the davening. So then he could eat before davening. Because even though the Rambam said before there's an issa t'ima, even Te'ima is asa. But here he says, Hatsomei v'haroiv hareim hem b'chlal choylem. It means, obviously, like Rabbi Berger said to me, it means somebody who's, you know, above the norm. Everyone, you know, a little bit, some a little bit. But Mamish, when he wakes up in the morning, he's very thirsty, very hungry. So he says, that's b'chlal choylem. But if he can't, it's no sakana. Avad is not talking about a sakana. There's nothing to talk about. So if you look in the Beis Yosef on page 16, skip a page 16, the Beis Yosef. He says, Kosov HaRambam Perkei Milchus Tefila Halacha Beis Hatzamei V'Haroev Harehem B'chal Cholim Im Yesh Bo Yicholus L'Chavin Esdaito Yispalo Vim Laval Yispalo Al Chayochul Yishta. So Sheinan Mizorim Mato Becholze. In other words, Rambam writes, if you're not Daitom Yeshevis, you shouldn't daven. So we're not Nisir in this. In other words, we don't daven with so much Kavan anyway, so we assume that even if you're Daito is not Yeshevis, you still should daven. Sheinan Mizorim Mato Becholze. Vishenanu Mechuvonim Kolkach Betfila. Efshe Dahani Nami is Palu Vachakach Yochlo Vishto. He says, so if we're ready davening when we're not Yeshevis Stamazoi, then we don't have the heter anymore of the Rambam, really. Because we're not. He says, Miyu, Lismach al Divere Rambam, Harshus Biyadam. But he says that even though you're not 100% all the time, but if you wanna be samech on the Rambam, you could be samech on the Rambam and eat. So if you look, let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch now. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, page 17, Tes Gimel and Dalet. Also, lo lishasek mitzrochav olelech laderech adjispel tefilas shmonesrei. Hagav yesh makil machas amru mikzas brachos. Kol shomer brach shomer v'tov lachmi mizev v'lo lechol v'lishtos avol mayim mutu lishtos. Kodem tefila, bein mechol bein b'shabes v'yontif. Hin ochlin v'mashkin l'refuah mutar. So that's in halacha gimel that he says that then, in other words, he's quoting the Rush. Rabbi Willard thought maybe the Rambam himself, but Asimayim, I think he's I think Rabbi Berger pointed that out from Rabbi Willard and others. But in Halacha Dalet, then he brings the din of the Rambam of Atzamei v'Harayv Harayim b'chlal acholim v'yishma yichos l'chavim dayt v'yispalo v'lav imrotza al yispalo al chayochol v'yishta. So that's what he says, imrotza. I mean, that's what he said in the Beis Yosef, that you could still, if you want to be soymech on the Rambam's kula, you're allowed to. Because that's what the Magen Avraham says in Yud Gimel, imrotza. Zalosh in Beis Yosef. Came in the Ha'idna Belov Hachi Ein Mechavnim Kol Kach Mutu Lispal Alpha Pishenu Yechol Lechavim Kol Mokam Arotza Lismo Chala Rambam Lechol Vnishtos Kodim Mutter. So that's what that's the Lashon Imrotza. It's up to you. If you want, you could eat something. It's not a whole Suda, but eat something that will be able to be Mechavin Daito. So if it's Midi the Meshaker. Yeah, if you say like the Rav Yehuda Midi Meshaker, so that's a concept. Yeah. So could be, so that's what Rav Shimshon was saying. When he says Mayim, it could be it's Lavdavka. As Rav Bari told me from Rav Aaron Kotler that he thought that orange juice maybe is Mutter also. Because it's not a midi the mashakir.
Have you ever actually coffee?
Right, yeah. So we're going to see coffee now.
Because they claim they cannot learn without any coffee. So
right. Go learn, daven.
No, because in Emerson, coffee... Is even waking you up to the
diagnosis. Also, yeah. So the caffeine wakes you up. So now let's look in the Prima Godim. Page 18 in the Eishal Avram. So he says, Avol Ayin Magan Avram, Vitei Im Tzukur Osir. V'kavei b'lot sukkah shari. So he's matter coffee without sugar.
Sukkah means sugar, he means the cube.
Yeah, the cube, yeah.
If you mix it, you don't have any more the
same thing. See,
the cube,
fine. Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And if you look for a second in the next page in the Pri Chodesh, page 19, is much because of Mechaver album my mother lishtos dafke below sukkah, al sukkah ein lecha gai v'gdoil mizu. But I think Rabbi Bari said to me, milk oilam people take right their coffee with sugar even before davening. So who had din the kavi shemutal lishtos ukodim tefila kdei sheyuchal lechavin daito lispalo. Ubefrat be'eretz Mitzrayim, shein hadas misyashev below kavi. But he says, "Avam tzukar also." He says, "V'hoadin lechol ma'at mimine targima, kidei shalol lishtos hakavi alibere kanya da also." But he's not making with. Because if you're just drinking, eating a little cake, so you shouldn't drink coffee on an empty stomach. He says that's also. V'akolbo also lishtos mayim v'chein niradas haRambam she'atik maran l'shonam b'siyad l'shmaya because of atzomi muchach shafil mayim also lishtos kodem atfila. Because in other words, tzomi has a heter, a special heter. But it's mashma that if you're not atzomi, then there's an iser. But obviously the mechaber didn't say that because the mechaber quotes the heter of mayim. So the mechaber quotes the heter of mayim, so you see that he held on. What?
The old Darabon,
based on the Rambam. Yeah. Oh, so now let's look in the Marsham. In the Marsham in the Das Torah, on page 20. Zok Tazoy. Of a mayim mutter, ain't primigodim, shakos of the tay, in tsukur osur, the kavi bli tsukur mutter. And then look at the last three lines. Venerally, the ha'idna, last two lines from the bottom. The ha'idna, shakol ha'oilam shosim im tsukur, vikimad ief shalahem lishtos beloza, vikhen kavi im chalav, shuv leka chashash gaiva. You see? He says, today, ha'idna, shakol ha'oilam shosim im tsukur. Who drinks without sugar? And you can't drink without it. Coffee and milk. Because you're not doing anything special. You're doing the norm. If you take out special silver kalim and you're drinking them, so then that already is not right. Chayin Hadley, Rav Echod, Sheshomakein Mipi Rav Agon Atzadik Rav Bezdin, Rodzil Bal Sefer Das Kedoshim Al Torah. Suv Isi Beikri Hadat, Shehitir Gamkein Mitam Hanal Lishtos Kavim Tzuker. Vimurv Becholav Maat Yishlomer the Bottle Barov Kumosh Kosov Apri Megodim. Inyan macholi cholov be'erv yom kippurim. Defshu the cholov ma'ad betavshel oteim cholov batol barov umuta. Defshu niach betzarchin yeshlom dachu kulam shari dolo havi gaifa. Yeah, so that's it. So that's.
Remember, we said last time that
Simon Kehol Titan. Heintige Titan is.
Also.
The today is not like the kavi
used to.
Right. So therefore, he says it's he has these coolers. There's also pointed out in one of the svarim from the pasuk in Koheles that the. Uh, with the Targum, the Sefer Darche Sholem points out on page 21.
According to him, means that
Chalov alone.
Chalov, yeah. This is bottle.
The bottle is okay, but right. Chalov alone. Yeah, that's considered. Yeah, that's what Rav Abadi says also. That's. There was, you have a, like Rav Abadi at some point out, you have a din drinking milk and then going to the mikdash. Drinking milk can make you drowsy, can make you. So it also has a. You know, with Yael and Asher Sisra, with Sisra, with drinking milk, you know, it's also like a meat, considered sometimes a meat, the Meshaker. Body point down, other point down.
Yeah.
At some point down. Oh, so there's another Makor that in the Sefer, Darche Sholem quotes about not eating before Shachris. Not eating the Sefer Darche Sholem. He's a Pasuk in Kohelis. So let's see how the Mitzudas David teaches first. Because woe to the country that the Melech is acts like a yingle, and he doesn't pay attention to the Tikkun HaMedina. And his generals, his servants, the Sarim, also, you know, battle around in the morning. They eat. They you know, they don't get right to the job. You know, it's a battle there. Hefach mamar akosuf dinu laboker mishpat. So eilecha eretz. That Malkech is a nar, Sarach Baboka Yochel. So look at the Targum here. He says a different pshat. Vailoch Ara di Yisrael. Bizman di Yimloch Aleich Yeravam Chayova. Because Yeravam is going to rule over Klal Yisrael. Vivatel Minach Tikruv to the Tzafra. And he's going to Vivatel the Korban from the morning. Rav Yinoich Adelo Yikarvan to me the Tzafron Yechlun Lachmo. He says, woe to the time that it's not going to be a Korban, and to the time that they're going to bring a Korban, but you're going to eat before the Korban was brought. Adelo Yikarvan to me the Tzafron Yechlun Lachmo. So this Sefer Darche Sholem, he says, from here is another asmachta. He says, page 22. Yesh lomer od asmachta l'isra achil kolom tefila. V'mashakosuv b'kohelas. Eilecha eretz shamalkech nar v'sarach b'boku yochelum. B'tagum v'aylach ara v'ravunach ad lo yikorven t'mida d'safi yechun lachma. Mur mizeh d'haysa k'peda sholulechol kodem hakrovas tomit shal shachar. V'nei tefila b'mokom hakorben hi k'moshakosuv in brachas connected to midim tikkunim shachar is connected tomet shal shachar. Im kein term tefilas shachris nami osur lechol dumi di isra achilu kol makrovus tomet shal shachar. You see, there was a kepeda. He was giving musar. Shlomo was saying that the place where sarayich baboku yochelu means that they were eating before the korban tomet was brought. So you see that there was an extra kepeda not to eat before the korban tomet. And that's what he writes in the Sefer. And today, with the Shachris, is connected the Korban Tomid. So that's another smach to this Isser. Oh. So there's one last thing here in the Pri Megadim, Hilchos Tefila, page 23. He says, "The Rambam zal tefila b'chol yom choiva." Right, the Rambam sheet is that davening is a choiva every day. Mishum hachi sovik his palal klal chozer mispalal tefila echad al kol ponim. Whereas if you didn't know whether you davened at all today, you don't remember. So at least you should daven one time. Because the raisa is to daven once. So at least daven once. Daven min ha-Torah.
It doesn't mean that the shachris.
Yeah, one tefila. One tefila. If you hold, it's the raisa, like the Rambam. Vaikas v'ave min ha-Torah. Masha kosov, v'gemar tefila drabonim v'adai, Tefillah is only the Rabban. If you know you already davened once before, you know you davened Shachris. So the Mincha is only the Rabban. So if you have a Safik, yeah. V'ine Safik is Palal, Olo is Palal, Klal Chol Me'es Leis. In other words, it has to be that for the 24 hour period, you didn't know whether you davened the Bechlal. So then is a Safik Daraisa. The Safik Daraisa L'chumr. Uvelel beis, betfilas arvis mespal shtayim, al kol ponim achaz lemarv v'shnil tashlum shol yom esmo. There was the question is if you didn't know whether you davened the whole 24 hours, So daven now within the 24 hours, at least you'll get a suffix d'oraisa, and then when it comes night, you'll daven
twice.
Once marv, and once because you're not sure whether tashlum. But he says that maybe not. Omnam lachar in ain't tzorich mechay gavul spal shtayim. The Ben Torah came to over a meis lei sula mechuyev. Which was. Oh, so then if you look further down, he writes, you see the first word on the line is Shema. In the middle of the line it says, V'nafkemina tuva od. See, it says in big letters, V'nafkemina tuva od. Bisha ya onus v'lo spal kol em eis la eis. Hatzomus v'shkia sachama. In other words, he didn't, it's already right before shkia. And he didn't daven for 24 hours, the chachan is damelo mitzvah drabonin. So now he has another mitzvah drabonin to do. So im tefila din Torah mitzvah din Torah kodemus le drabonin. Im tefila drabonin, so then eizah sheyitzah yasef because it's most drabonins. Ve'efsha lahakdim. Tefila derachminim. I feel have a derabon. Oh. So Rav Chaim Rappaport points out that this prima gadim is saying a big chiddush because you're holding before shkia, and you didn't daven already for 24 hours. Right. So the shail is, should you happen the davening now or not? Or do the other mitzvah?
Oh, yes.
Right. If you hold tefillah d'oraisa. But he's saying, the chiddush of Chaim Rapport points out from this prima gadim is who pashtus is, the zman d'oraisa starts from shacharis to the next morning, not from ma'ariv to ma'ariv. So it's normally the day is from Ma'ariv to Ma'ariv. From last night's Ma'ariv to this is the whole day. But for Tefillah Papashtus, as Rabbi Chaim Brabapur points out, we don't say that. The din d'oraisa of Tefillah, when the Rambam says Tefillah once a day, what's the day? When does the day start? For the din d'oraisa of Tefillah. So Papashtus, as Rabbi Chaim Brabapur points out, it's not from Ma'ariv to Ma'ariv. It's from Shachris to Shachris.
Because of Kabbalah.
Yeah, and you see from the din, Rav Shlomka Berman points out in the Sefer, you see from the din that there was Mehechi Tesi that the din Lo Sochul Adam is before Shachris. Maybe the whole din of Lo Sochul Adam is before Ma'ariv. Because if the day begins by Ma'ariv, then Ma'ariv should be the Daraisa Tefillah, which is the first Tefillah of the day. But we don't say that. We don't say that there's an issa te'ima before Ma'ariv. And all these dinim we learned tonight are talking about before Ma'ariv. The Gemara never said what it's talking about. Lo sochul adam, lo sochul kol shetzal al dimchem. Means the first tefillah of the day. So how come we assume la halacha that all these halachas apply before Shachris? But mechitesi, maybe it should apply what? Before Ma'ariv, because that's the beginning. Elo, what you see, Rav Shlomo Goberman writes in the Sefer, and others, Rav Chaim Rapoport, others say that you see, no. So it must be that the day for tefillah begins at Shachris. And the din d'oraisa is you have to daven one tefillah from Shachris, biz the next Shachris. One tefillah. Only tefillah, and then you go to the d'oraisa. Then you get the d'oraisa. Midrabanon, you have to have the three tefillahs. But the Primogodim's case, the Rav Chaim Rapoport points out, the Primogodim's case is that it's you're coming by the Shkia, and you didn't daven yet in the past 24 hours. So you have a problem. You got to get in before Shkia. Why do you have to get in before Shkia? The Din D'oraisa is not from Shkia to Shkia. The Din D'oraisa is Shachris Shachris. So do the other mitzvah now. You still have the whole night in to get the D'oraisa in. That's what Rav Chaim Rapoport is. You see the Prima Godim, a Chiddush. But he points out Mistama, the other mitzvah is a mitzvah of Eretz. So that you have to decide. What are you going to do? And you have right. But the Prima Godim is saying that both of the tefillah is a mitzvah of Eretz and this mitzvah is a Eretz. So Rav Chaim Rapoport asks, why is the tefillah a mitzvah of Eretz? The tefillah you have, which you just want to get one tefillah in. But you see the Prima Godim, Rav Chaim Rapoport pointed out, you see that the Prima Godim held that it's from Ma'ariv to Ma'ariv, which l'chor is shver, because the din d'oraisa of tefillah is from, you see from the din of Los Ochel Adam, Rav Shulka Berman points out, yeah.
Warren Brooks says that the
From an aleph, right. It's from the next day. Do we say over yomu batal karbono?
It's rachmin in this. Therefore, you could be mashal from minchat tamayr also. But if it be din karbonos, then it wouldn't be up to.
Yeah,
we got it. That should be a kasha because laila ilach achayam.
Yeah, no. What's trying that gemara? Why? Because gemara has a. Wants to know what's the din from Mincha to Ma'ariv. Is there Tashlum?
It's Mashma. If it's based on Kabbalah, it would be a separate day.
Yeah. The Mechlal that Gemara, the Rav Shecht was playing, is very schwer. Over Yom Avotel Kabbalah, does that have to do with that? Okay, yeah. It's a difficult Gemara. So that's what he points out. Yeah. Okay. So that's the. Okay. So let's just. But if you look here in the, take a look on page 28. And Sefer Divrei Torah. That's a Chashuv a Sefer by the Minchas Alozer. So he writes, second arrow. He says, "Chol zadocha b'chilas kvod trosov tver le'inyan birkas hashachar u'birkas ha'toyra v'atfilas chashvin and tchilas hayom b'shachris v'alayil nechshav l'acharav ad kumo yom mocha b'boka hashkeim v'chol ha'brochus poteris ad boka hasheni v'chei kol ha'tfilas nechshav arvis achrona arvis is achrona v'ech yechshuvu b'zeh kol hayom sheyeh haino haschalosu me'arvis." In other words, he's saying that when it comes to tefillahs, it works from shachris to shachris. When you make a birkas haTorah in the morning, it's till the next shachar. It means the whole machlog is whether you sleep in the middle. Right. That's the whole thing. We'll have shiurim in that, Bez Hashem. But the Pasha says it goes from shachris. It's not like, once Ma'ariv comes, you have to have a new birkas haTorah. Because all the things tefillah work for the whole day. They start in shachris, and they expire with the next shachris, like Birkas HaShachar and Birkas. So Lagabe davening and tefillahs and this, it's all the Shachris is the beginning. Not Marv. Even though Marv is the beginning of the day, Alpi Din. But for Tefillah, it's different. Okay, so that's what we discussed on both sides. This din of Lo Sochel Adam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Brachas, the Rambam, there also says that the Daraisa was Tefillah's Daraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's an Asmachta. We saw the Magid in Medrash is Drasha, Lo Sochel Adam, when persons are Adam and not Adam. Then we discussed what's the din of the Rosh, that it's a din in Gaiva, Midi the Meshaker is also the Rav Yoh, but something else is not also. Then we have the Heter of Re'evim Utsmeim, Shaila is whether that applies, Bezman Hazeh, and then the Pasuk in Koheles, Seilach Malkech, Sarach Baboka Yochelud, that it was a taina that they used to eat before the korban tamid shoshachna dachei sholem. Then the heter of coffee with sugar used to be also. Now the marsham thinks with sugar is mutter because that's not derech gaiva. That's just the derech harogil. And then the chiddush of the prima godim, as the Rav Chaim Rappo pointed out, that he goes from maiv to maiv. And the taina that Rav Chaim Rappo pointed out, based on the what we normally assume, that it's not from maiv to maiv. It's from shachris to shachris. Okay.